T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right, we're going to jump on the line with Dan in Greer. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, Tara. Thank you so much for taking my call. This just want to let you know, all of the commoners out here, like myself, we don't understand this lying to Congress business. And I just want to go back to the Roger Clemens issue 20 some odd years ago, when he apparently lied to Congress and he was being tried for that silliness over baseball. And then Merrick Garland saying he didn't know about the case in Loudoun County, even after his DOJ tagged the father as a domestic terrorist. And then Andrew McCabe recently, the DOJ stated that, or the special counsel or inspector general, whoever, said that McCabe lied to Congress under oath. So, of course, we're all confused. It seems very bizarre to me. I think it would be easy to prove if Merrick Garland knew about the case or not. I don't know if that's important, but that's my comment. We're all confused about this lying to Congress business.
Okay, well, I can straighten it out for you real quick. It's very simple. There's what the law says, Dan, and thank you for your phone call. There's what the law says, which is it is a felony carrying up to 5 years in prison to lie to Congress. As Roger Stone knows, we all saw CNN film the raid on his house, complete with SWAT vehicles, 24 FBI agents as if he were dangerous, and an amphibious vehicle because he lives on the water, so it came right up behind his house. That was all for shock and awe. But when Fauci lies to Congress, and I mean repeatedly under oath, not just once, it's okay because he's useful to the regime. So if you're useful to the regime, and the way that you are useful is that you further the causes of authoritarianism, control over the people, then you can tell any lie you want to Congress, and you will be lauded. You will be a hero. If you are not useful to the advancement of authoritarianism and the power in particular of the Democrat Party, then no, you cannot lie to Congress. And if you are useful to the cause of freedom, or you have been at any point in your life or been associated with those who are, then you're going to prison. You're going to be, at a minimum, convicted, like Roger Stone. That's how that works. Here's the thing here with this. This is my favorite clip ever with Fauci, because it's Rand Paul, and he knows Fauci's lying about gain-of-function research. He knows he is. And he says, look, this is your last chance. Okay, you're under oath again. Are you going to stop lying? Just tell us the truth.
Knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Here's his agency laying out that, yeah, he lied. We did fund gain-of-function research.
The National Institute of Health now admitting to funding gain-of-function research with COVID at the Wuhan lab in China.
Okay, and again, gain-of-function, that sounds like a fancy scientific term. It's where you take viruses that would never jump from animals to humans on their own in nature. You teach them to jump. You make them more pathogenic, which means they spread more easily, and then you make them more deadly. He did all those things. It's not me. It's not Rand Paul. It's his own agency. That's why the head of the agency, his boss, Francis Collins, resigned 2 weeks ago. He knew it was coming out. And now he's horrifically murdering puppies. In an experiment that was not just so horrific you can't wrap your minds around it, but was an example. It was cited by a taxpayer waste group of, like, why are we doing this? What is the purpose? This doesn't make any sense. That's Fauci. It's who he is. And these are the people. This is why it doesn't matter what Fauci says or what Fauci does. These are the people who are trying to put in place the system you are seeing unfold in Australia right now. I've got some new news on that. It is horrifying. And the reason I spend so much time on Australia is the worldwide plan. They've just gotten further with there than they have here. And that is why. Remember when Peter Ducey asked, you know, is there any reason Biden, you know, asked, circle back, Psaki, is there any reason why, you know, like, Fauci might ever be fired for anything?
And just since you mentioned Dr. Fauci again, can you imagine any circumstance where President Biden would ever fire him?
No. Go ahead.
Just to follow up.
No. Because they know what he did. They know what he did. They knew he did the funding at the Wuhan lab. How do they know? Because Hunter did it too, right with him. Two partners in that Wuhan lab funding. That's the damnedest story I've ever heard in my life. By the way, that podcast I did on it last week is, I can't believe the hits on it. It's called The Swamp's Deadly Secret. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Just scroll down. It was Wednesday's podcast. They know what he did. They know what Fauci did. They know Fauci's goods on them. Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca, the shell company that the Chinese pumped all that money through. Yeah, well, the money was coming out the other end, too. And you know what it was used for? Startup capital for a company called Metabiota, the only private company doing work at the Wuhan lab. Yeah, on coronaviruses. Hunter's company. Well, with John Kerry's son. John Kerry's son was the other partner in Rosemont Seneca. Folks, I got all this from corporate reports. It's not even my reporting. It's the National Pulse's, but they do a very good job of linking to the corporate reports. It's also the New York Post, but no one had ever put it together in one place. It's scattered all over the internet. You'd never. So that's what I did with the podcast. I just put their reporting in one place and told you what documents you could use to go and find it yourself. It is horrifying. Remember when Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they get on a plane, they fly to China, right? Famous story now. Peter Schweitzer wrote about it and is now New York Times number one best-selling book. They get on the plane and they go to China, and Hunter comes back with the largest deal any financial entity has ever gotten with the Bank of China. Bank of America has never gotten anything like it. All of our major financial institutions never anything like it, but Hunter gets it. It's a $1 billion deal. And what company do they run it through? Keep in mind, this is during the period where Hunter tells, I get Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel confused, I'm sorry. He tells one of the two comedians, I can't remember which one. Oh man, some days I couldn't find my clothes. I couldn't get dressed. I'm so out of it. But he somehow can cut this deal with the Chinese. They run the money through Rosemont Seneca. The same entity that provided $30 million in startup capital for Metabiota. The other company moving money through the Wuhan lab, through its main arm, and then it had a nonprofit. Google was using it to move money through the Wuhan lab. Google. Who did much of the internet censorship about the origins of COVID again? Can you tell me who that was? Oh, that was Google. They own what? YouTube. Do you remember the email between Anthony Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg personally of Facebook, where Fauci was having people like me knocked off the internet, silenced, for suggesting that the virus might have come from the Wuhan lab? They're literally coordinating their censorship of people like you and me. Some of whom, like me, I depend on social media for my living. So do, you know, some doctors are out there. They were destroyed, all of them. So, I mean, this guy Fauci, I mean, he's a busy little beaver when he's not torturing animals. And by the way, way to the left, did you see Fauci is, he's trending. Again, this morning, I just checked it again on Twitter. He is trending. Or hashtag arrest Fauci. He was trending with Michael Vick over the weekends. People asking, is this a black thing? So Michael Vick went to prison for 2 years for this. Why hasn't Fauci? Good question. Fauci's not stupid, though. He knows those experiments on beagles were illegal here, so he sent them to Tunisia. Wait till they find the monkey experiments. Wait till they find those. You think the beagle video give you nightmares? Where do they find that? Candace Owens is all over it this morning. This guy's a monster. He is an absolute monster. And he's the guy saying you ought to vaccinate your five-year-old. I'm sure he's just looking out for you. It's the way he looked out for the beagles and the monkeys and the world while he was funding the training of viruses to leap from animals to humans and make them more deadly. Let's hear from Peter Daszak, who he worked with to funnel the money from the Pentagon and Google and partner with Hunter. Let's hear from Daszak. What was he doing in that lab again? He was creating killers, 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 killers.
So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then we, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles.
You
insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
Anthony Fauci, y'all. This is what he does with your money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming at Biden from two very different sides, making the same argument. The Wall Street Journal doing a first ever, at least first ever I've seen in my lifetime, editorial asking, is the president too confused to be the president? Is he too off his rocker to pull it off? SNL, Saturday Night Live, essentially asking the same question this weekend. You've never seen a thing like this. And one of the things the Wall Street Journal is pointing out is one of the things I point out, aside from the very obvious confusion and mental degeneration of Mr. Biden, he doesn't seem to really be up on current events. Like, he doesn't seem to have a working grasp or knowledge of things that are going on. Like the time he went and stood in front of the G7, bizarrely, and told him the story of the Capitol police officer who was beaten to death with fire extinguishers by Trump supporters, except it's that had been debunked months before by the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, others who were forced to admit once the autopsy was released that they had lied about it. And they did lie about it. They said each one of those publications said they independently confirmed it. They did not. They could not have. It's not what the autopsy said. They lied to you. They didn't confirm anything. It was a good lie and they ran with it. Well, Biden missed the very large news splash in which that was retracted. I guess he had no idea what was going on. And same thing with Taiwan. His own administration's policy and the policy of the United States of America, as dictated by Congress on Taiwan, is not to intervene militarily should China attack. Yet he said it was. Wall Street Journal said it. Mr. Biden didn't seem to know that. He said he would he'd call in the National Guard to address shortages of truckers, i.e. take over the supply chain at the federal level. Didn't seem to know he couldn't do that either. The National Guard is actually controlled by governors, as the White House later clarified. No, we won't be doing that. Biden didn't seem to know. He's like a child. He is. He's like a child. SNL came at it from another angle, mocking him because he's no longer lucid. Take a listen.
Trick or treat, smell my feet. No, I'm just joking. How the hell are you, buddy? Hey, wait a second. Who are you? Who am I? What do you mean, who am I? I'm you. I'm you from 8 years ago, man. The ghost of Biden passed. Boom!
How can you be me? You seem so happy, so carefree. What's the word I'm looking for?
Lucid. Yeah, partner. Well, you know where I'm from, we're still VP.
He seems so lucid. Folks, and look, this would have been widely reported had it been a Republican. My mom was fascinated by Joe Biden. She worked in a long-term care facility for people, a big section of people that had head injuries or aneurysms. And she could not believe him because she'd cared for so many patients who had a single aneurysm, and you're never the same again. You aren't. He'd had two. She couldn't believe he was walking around and talking, much less functioning. And that was when he was vice president. I mean, he'd be on TV and she'd just lean in like she was just staring at him, like she couldn't believe it. This guy is in some stage of dementia. We don't know which one, but we know one. Over half the people of the country essentially think that in polls, that he's not running his administration. And he's had two aneurysms. It is a wonder he's alive. And that's how my mom said she couldn't believe he was alive, much less walking and talking. That is how mentally deficient and gone he is. And that led to spectacles like the one last week where he's alone on the lawn and he's not talking to anybody. He's walking by himself and talking, though. He's not talking to anyone specific. He's just talking to himself. Walks up to the podium, which happens to be on, and starts speaking as if making a speech, not seeming to realize there's no speech. He's not making. Anyway, Jill has to stop him and pull him away from the podium.
I tell you what, I would like to learn it.
Did you hear Jill there in the background? Look at me. Look at me. Like, look. Come on. Connect. Look. And she leads him away from the podium. There's no one around. There's no crowd. There's no one to address. There are people walking around, but he's not supposed to be speaking. He doesn't seem to know. Wow. I mean, just wow. The headline on the Wall Street Journal piece is the confusing Mr. Biden. They go on to say he is very clearly confused. And that is town hall performances cause for concern, you think? They were being gentle. They could have used that incident and the others last week. Confused? Completely lost is more like it. Even Saturday Night Live making fun of the CDC. It's mixed and match booster selection. They thought that was funny.
The FDA authorized the mixing and matching of booster shots and vaccines as we enter the just winging it phase of the pandemic. Seriously, when it comes to medication, when has your doctor ever said, just mix and match? It's all good. Taste the rainbow. Who's the head of the FDA now, Little Wayne?
Yeah, you got to laugh, right? Do you want to hear something else funny? The Israelis would think this was funny if they saw this headline. Yeah, because they got this line from Pfizer a while back. Headline from Reuters. Pfizer releases trial data showing booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine. It's a booster. So the third one is 95.6% effective against infection. Are these people serious? Are they joking? They really think people could buy this? I guess there's 40% of liberals who will. It's anything Pfizer says now. What happened to y'all? You used to hate big corporations. You used to distrust them. Now they're part of your religion. I read this and I just bust out laughing. 95.6% effective. Yeah. Ask them what happens after 6 months. It's down to 39% effective. That's why you need a booster. You know what's so funny about this, though? From Pfizer. They're saying this with a straight face, okay? Yeah, 95.6% effective. That's what they told the Israelis. And they took that shot. They took the third shot. Didn't turn out to be so effective, which is why they're on the fourth shot now. And they're literally recycling the propaganda for the U.S. Yeah, 95.6% effective. We finally got it right. Yeah. Good thing the Israelis are months ahead of us in the shots. After the third booster failed, they're on to the fourth. So you can, but see, they figure that nobody pays attention to Israel or what Pfizer did there. Israel uses the same Pfizer shot. And that will fall for it. Yeah, this one totally works, y'all. No, we didn't do any real human trials on this one either. It's emergency use authorization. Good luck. I cannot believe they're slinging this here after it, the shot does, this booster does the same thing in Israel. It fails. There's another wave of COVID. It's like there's not the internet. Like you can't check it. Oh, I'm sure they got it right this time. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, in preparation for the failure of the booster, which they know is coming because they watched Israel, but pretending it's not coming, because all we do is pretend now. My all-time favorite text, we live in very fake times. Very simple. Kind of captures the era. We live in very fake times. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, already preparing for the failure of the second shot and the booster, as she should, because it will. We've already seen that in Israel. It just declines in efficacy till it has so little that the vaccinated have COVID. And in preparation for that, she announced, did you see this? And I want to point this out to you because your humble host nailed this. I told you this was coming. That they would change the definition of vaccinated. So all you folks who think, oh, this doesn't apply to me, I'm vaccinated. Oh, no, you're not. Well, no, I got two. No, you're not. No, you will take every single booster forever and ever and ever, or until Pfizer says you don't have to anymore, whichever comes first. You are a slave, a human lab rat. And no, they won't trial any of them. And yes, all of them will be emergency use authorization. And so your only recourse, because you cannot sue, they've been given legal immunity from liability. Your only recourse is to quit your job. This is what they have planned. Here's Rochelle Walensky explaining how even though you thought you were vaccinated, you're not.
Dr. Walensky, on the definition of fully vaccinated?
Yeah, it's a really great question. Right now, we don't have booster eligibility for all people currently. So we are going to, we have not yet changed the definition of fully vaccinated. We will continue to look at this. We may need to update our definition of fully vaccinated in the future. But right now, what I would say is if you're eligible for a booster, go ahead and get your booster, and we will continue to follow.
And the current CDC definition, Dr. Walensky, is two doses of an mRNA vaccine and one dose of J&J, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have to update that for those of you who think you'll still be allowed to work because you had the two shots. That's, yeah, Pfizer's not down with that. They need to make that full $26 billion on the booster. So, yeah, you're going to have to get the booster if you want your job. Oh, and the one after that when it fails. See Israel, if you don't believe me that it'll fail. They didn't start protesting in Israel till the fourth shot. But by then it was too late. They already had them. They already had them on the protocol, on the vaccine passports, you know, where you're not allowed to work, shop, do things like that unless you have, Pfizer decides they want to shoot into you. That's how that works. And what do they have planned going forward? I mean, if we do the full plan, what's the plan? You could see it in Australia. It's everything I warned you, but I told you they changed the definition. That's first. What comes next? Well, the Biden administration's already told us, and you can see it implemented in parts of Australia. Travel restrictions. No shot? You're not going over state lines. Don't believe me? They already did it in Australia. 5-kilometer line drawn around your house. You can't go outside it, except on government-approved occasions. And what's coming next? What's next? Look to Australia. I'm not saying this will happen here. Don't misunderstand. I'm saying this is what they want to happen here. They may or may not get it. I actually think the U.S. is running a little behind. They should have put all this in place before people realize the shot declines in effectiveness till it's almost useless over 6 months. They'd have had a better shot at it. What's next? Wait till you hear in the next segment what's next. This is going to blow your mind. And I got to hand it to all of you folks who were talking about imprisoning people in FEMA camps, and I rolled my eyes and didn't read your text. I owe you an apology. Wait to hear what they're doing and planning in Australia. Folks, I had to get the audio so you'd believe me, okay? I got the audio of the Queensland Premier saying it. Wait to hear this next. I got to tell you, y'all, the left is putting us to shame with their protests here. And why they're in the vanguard leading this, I do not know, but they are. Did you see the angry crowd? Fuck, this is Brooklyn. Like, as in New York? Outside the Barclays Center? Oh, they're pissed. They're angry anti-vaccine demonstrators, what the media is calling them. And they are they were enraged because Kyrie Irving is not allowed to play. Yes, the Brooklyn Nets not allowed to play because he won't get the vaccine. So enraged, they charged the stadium, tried to break in. Not happy, not at all. Now here's the fascinating part: they're screaming, "Let Kyrie play." There's hundreds of them. This was a big crowd. But what is most interesting is if you go and you look at the crowd and then you look at who charged the Barclays Center, the crowd is as diverse as can be. There are American flags. There's Don't Tread on Me flags. There's white people. There's black people. There's young people. There's old people. This is the Democrats' nightmare. People united together going, no, this is stupid. And then part of the crowd breaks away. Here's how the UK Daily Mail, where we go to find out what's going on in America, since reporting that is not generally allowed. A swarm of anti-vaccine protesters charged through the Barclays Center security perimeters and tried to break into the stadium Sunday ahead of the Brooklyn Nets home opener. The protesters were chanting, "Let Kyrie play," after NBA All-Star Kyrie Irving was sidelined earlier this month because of his refusal to get the vaccine against the coronavirus. Okay. On Sunday, hundreds gathered outside the stadium and protested. So the smaller group pushes through the metal barriers. There are about, I don't know, 25 of them. Care to just take a guess what they look like? I had to go see the videos. I had to know. Who was it? Who did it? Was it the ones with the Don't Tread on Me flags? Was it the ones with the American flags? Or was it, were they old? Were they young? What color were they? They were all black. I might have missed one on the perimeter somewhere. They're all black. Different ages, older, younger, totally pissed. You should see it. And the security guys are black too. Miss Brooklyn. So, they're just charging them, shoving them to the side. Oh my gosh. And I mean, you should see their faces. Oh, I love the video. You should see their faces. They are so mad. You know what it is, folks? You know what it is? When they finally come from that for that one thing that's yours. Whatever it is for you. Maybe you just love your Brooklyn Nets. They'll get there eventually. They will get there and they will take it. They are taking it now. Maybe it's that job. Maybe you love your job. Maybe you just want to stay there. Maybe you're close to retirement. Maybe it's your Nets. Maybe it's whatever it is. They're coming for it. And they're using their faulty, leaky vaccine as the excuse. The one that doesn't work. Not long term, anyway. You do get immunity from it in the beginning, and it does lower your chances of death and hospitalization. I didn't do a darn thing to stop you from getting it. And then it declines in efficacy. And they're like, no, he's playing. You should see the rage. I love the rage. Okay, coming up, you want to know what the plan is for this vaccine? It's vast, and it involves internment camps, apparently, for the unvaccinated. I'm not joking. I will prove it to you. Up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.